Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a witch's dance.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Each Friday of October, the Ohio Newsroom is exploring the spooky side of Ohio. This Freaky Friday, we're getting a look at a group of Ohioans trying to cast a spell and set a record. Egal Kaufman with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media reports.
It's a crisp autumn evening in the city of Bedford. In the downtown park near the gazebo, 11 women wearing pointy hats stand in a circle, holding brooms over their heads ritualistically. They break apart into three lines, and the ominous vibe dissipates as they shift into a rhythmic line dance. These are the Twisted Witches, the dancing squad of the Crooked River Crones, a group of witches based in the Northeast Ohio city. Michelle Swiniarski is their captain. She describes the Crones as being like a Kiwanis Club of sorts.
That is a group of women over 50. We get together and we find ways to help the community, you know, learn from each other, teach younger people coming up, explain to them what life is like, you know, when you get older and things start to fall apart.
In the fairy tales, it's not hard to identify a witch. Pointy hat, warty nose, giant cauldron. But in real life, it's trickier.
What does it mean to be a witch in the Western world? So when you think about a witch here, what does that look like to you?
That's Cora Higgins, a witch from Sandusky who goes by the moniker Issacora. For her, as a hospice nurse and sign language interpreter by trade, witchdom is about being connected to a history of healers. For the Crooked River Crones, it's a matter of costume, attitude, and community building. Others have their own witch's brew of motivations and goals, but tomorrow, all will be dancing the same steps on the streets of Sandusky. Higgins runs the Sandusky Witches Walk. The 14-year-old charity event features a gathering of witches, a costume contest, vendors, and a whole mess of witches dancing.
We've been saying for a few years now that we think we do the largest witches dance in the world. And we thought, why not prove it?
So this year, they've invited a representative from the Guinness Book of World Records to do an official counting and verify the witches' attempt to set two records. Most witches in costume in one place, and most witches dancing in one place. No bippity-boppity-boo here. The track they're dancing to has a more polka electronic fusion feel to it. That's the 2008 song Schüttel Deinen Speck, which is German for Shake Your Bacon. It became the it song for witches all over the world after a group of German witches went viral dancing to the song nearly a decade ago. Last year's walk lured 1,200 witches and 3,000 total attendees from 4 countries, 13 states, and 76 cities across Ohio. This year, Higgins expects upwards of 1,500 participants and 5,000 total attendees, including the Twisted Witches from Bedford. But underneath the dancing is a more profound connection. Melody Jacobs is one of the Twisted Witches.
They all just call me the black sheep of the family. But I don't care anymore at this point in my life. I have to be me. I think I just wanted to be with a group of people who want to get together and have positive energy.
Higgins, the organizer, says that positive energy is something that everyone can take from the Witches Walk. Belief in magic not required.
If you think about things that we say out there or we repeat, like, I've got this, you can do it, and we're repeating these things every day, that could be considered a spell. Woo! Woo!
As the Twisted Witches practice under the shadow of the Bedford gazebo, their ritualistic moves give way to pop dance sensibilities. With the colorful leaves falling all around them and a nip in the air, it's hard not to fall under their spell. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Egal Kaufman.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.